suddenly he heard a screech. It sent a shiver down his back. Gollum was cursing and wailing away in the gloom, not very far off by the sound of it. He was on his island, scrabbling here and there, searching and seeking in vain.
"Where is it? Where is it?"
Bilbo heard him crying.
"Lost it is, my precious, lost, lost! Curse us and crush us, my precious is lost!"
"What's the matter?" Bilbo called. "What have you lost?"
"It mustn't ask us!"
shrieked Gollum.
"Not its business! No, Gollum! It's lost! Gollum! Gollum! Gollum!"
"Well, so am I," cried Bilbo, "and I want to get unlost. And I won the game, and you promised. So come along. Come and let me out, and then go on with your looking." Utterly miserable as Gollum sounded, Bilbo could not find much pity in his heart, and he had a feeling that anything Gollum wanted so much could hardly be something good. "Come along," he shouted.
"No, not yet, precious,"
Gollum answered.
"We must search for it. It's lost, Gollum."
"But you never guessed my last question, and you promised," said Bilbo.
"Never guessed," said Gollum.
Then suddenly, out of the gloom came a sharp hiss.
"What has it got in its pocket, says? Tell us that. It must tell first."
As far as Bilbo knew, there was no particular reason why he should not tell. Gollum's mind had jumped to a guess quicker than his. Naturally, for Gollum had brooded for ages on this one thing, and he was always afraid of its being stolen. But Bilbo was annoyed at the delay. After all, he had won the game, pretty fairly, at a horrible risk. "Answers were to be guessed, not given," he said.
"But it wasn't a fair question," said Gollum. "Not a riddle, precious, no."
"Oh, well, if it's a matter of ordinary questions," Bilbo replied, "then I asked one first. What have you lost? Tell me that."
"What has it got in its pocket, says?"